Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're in North Carolina. There's a very, very interesting split occurring in the North Carolina Republican Party. Now, let me tell you something. When I talk about that, it's not that either one of them is any good in this split. This split is emblematic of what's happening in the Republican Party. There is a Senate race down there. Richard Burr, the incumbent, has decided not to run for re-election because he'd get creamed if he did. Trump opposes him, but he's no good on his own from our perspective. Very few people think he's any good. And so everybody's running to replace him. There's going to be a Democratic primary, a Republican primary. Still plenty of time. We're talking about an election that's a year from this coming November, for Pete's sake. I mean, this is these are reading tea leaves. This is a straw in the wind early on. Trump came out as usual. And he went up in front of the North Carolina convention and he goes, I back Representative Ted Budd, B-U-D-D, buddy. I endorse Representative Ted Budd. And no one knows Ted Budd. No one knows if he has enough firepower between his ears to blow his hat off. He probably doesn't. I've taken a good look at him and I had a very, very negative reaction to him. But Trump is backing Representative Ted Budd. And Ted Budd got up because remember something, Lara Trump, Trump's daughter-in-law, have been talking about running. She hasn't lived in North Carolina in a long time. Apparently she did when she was a kid. And she goes, oh, I want to represent North Carolina. Everybody swoons. She would have gotten creamed, absolutely creamed. So she pulls out and Trump and she back Ted Budd. Well, Burr, the incumbent, the only decent thing he's ever done is when it came to the vote on whether to convict Trump on the insurrection impeachment, not the Ukraine impeachment. The Ukraine impeachment, the only guy to vote to convict Trump in the Senate was Mitt Romney. But there's something like seven or eight senators on the insurrection impeachment, the January 6th impeachment, that did vote to convict or said they would. And all we needed was 10. All we needed was 10. Well, that's the filibuster. We actually needed 17 because you need 2/3. But 10 would have been a nice benchmark. And we had 7 or 8. And we certainly weren't getting 17 to get to 67. But 7 or 8 did go our way. And Burr was one of them. Burr got up on his hind legs and he did say, I vote to convict Donald Trump. So Trump really hates him. Well, Burr then backed for the Senate seat to replace him, a former governor of North Carolina named Pat McCrory. Now, he's no good either. Neither one of these guys are any good. We want the Democratic nominee. I don't know who it's going to be, but we need some sanity down there. But here you have the former senator himself backing his successor, Pat McCrory, who is himself a former governor. And a lot of people are going to look at it and say, well, Burr knows what he's doing. He was in the Senate. So if he thinks it should be McCrory, what the heck? But the Trump cult has Trump and Lara Trump backing Ted Budd. So what's going to happen down there? I don't know what's going to happen down there. Primary is a year away, at least a year away. Stay tuned. But this is another one of the cracks. For instance, Trump is going to endorse somebody against Liz Cheney in Wyoming. She already has a Republican primary with a lot of people in it. And that's going to tick off some people he doesn't back. And we'll see, what can the Trump cult do? Does the Trump cult even follow Trump? Does the Trump cult even follow Trump? So stay tuned. North Carolina is going to be a laboratory, a petri dish to see what happens in that inner Republican fight. There was a very telling comment by a guy down in Arizona, Maricopa County, that's Phoenix. There's a guy named Steve Reicher, R-I-C-H-E-R, Stephen Reicher. He is a Republican. He's a conservative Republican. Undoubtedly voted for Trump. He's the recorder. I have no idea what he does every day. Every place has different titles for things like register of deeds, clerk, and all that. He's a recorder. He must record things. Who knows what he records? Probably he's like a register of deeds of some sort. But in any event, you know, local elected guy, Republican. And he got exasperated with the Cyber Ninja audit, which was engineered by Trump cult Republicans to tamper with the ballots and try. And they'll undoubtedly say, now they say it's not going to come out till July or August. They'll undoubtedly say that Trump won. But here's what he said on the record, remember, 2.1 million votes in Maricopa County are being, quote, audited, end quote, by Cyber Ninja, a QAnon group where the head guy has already said that Trump was the subject of fraud in Arizona. And that's what the Republican legislature, gerrymandered illegitimate, did, turned over the ballots to. And I still fault Merrick Garland for not going in there or having his U.S. attorney go in and stop it, because it's against the law to turn over, against federal law, to turn over original presidential ballots and voting machines to anybody other than the authorized people, which is the Secretary of State and the local commissioners, anybody, even if it's in good faith. And it's not in good faith. Local judge said it was okay. Local state judge. All right. Local state judge has to be reelected by the Trump cult. President is federal. This is a federal election. Should have gone into federal court, federal Trump state. They didn't do it. So these characters are down there. And here is what Stephen Ryker said, quote, about the Cyber Ninja audit. He said the Cyber Ninja audit is, quote, insane just from a competence standpoint. He said it's, quote, insane just from a competence standpoint, end quote. That's very important. Remember, there are no other votes being counted elsewhere in Arizona that Trump won. Nowhere. Just the Democratic Maricopa County. And what does he mean by that? Well, for one thing, observers saw boxes of ballots just lying around unguarded. There are characters with no experience holding ballots up to the light bulbs looking for bamboo. There are people with ultraviolet machines, light, putting ballots under it looking for secret codes. There are a number of ballot information sent by a truck without publicity early to Montana to a cabin owned by a Virginia outfit with no trespassing signs around. Nobody knows who signed for them. Nobody knows it was on the truck. And these are presidential ballots. This is a presidential election. This isn't Russia. This isn't Africa. This isn't a jihadist culture. This is Arizona. Arizona has a very sick Republican culture. The people are fine. They're great. A lot of friends down there. But sick Republican culture. And it has meandered into cancer is what it has. It's not just conservative. It's not Barry Goldwater talking about whatever he talked about and he got creamed in the 1964 election. It's not that. This is absolute fraud. And here you have Stephen Ryker, recorder, GOP elected, saying that the Cyber Ninja audit is insane just from a competence standpoint. It's incompetent. When they come out with their crooked result in July and August, you can yawn, because it was incompetent and it was crooked. All right, we're going to break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.